Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less chaotic life. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today, we're diving into something super important, navigating those gnarly emotions that sometimes feel like they're running the show. Ever feel overwhelmed by anger, sadness, or anxiety? Like these feelings are dictating your actions, relationships, even your thoughts? You're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get swept up in a whirlwind of emotions. But what if I told you there's a way to not just manage those tough feelings, but actually use them as fuel for growth and connection? That's where emotional intelligence comes in, your superpower to understand and navigate the emotional landscape, both yours and others. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is the GPS that helps you steer clear of emotional roadblocks and land you safely at your destination. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty with five key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional IQ. First things first. Awareness. This isn't about just identifying emotions. It's about understanding their triggers, physical sensations, and how they influence your thoughts and behaviors. Ever notice how a tight chest might signal anxiety or a racing heart could point to excitement? Pay attention to those internal cues, because they're giving you valuable information. Next up, regulation. This is where the magic happens. It's about developing healthy coping mechanisms to manage intense emotions before they hijack your day. Deep breaths, mindfulness exercises, creative outlets, these are your emotional first aid kits. Remember, it's okay to feel those tough emotions, but you don't have to be ruled by them. Now, let's talk motivation. Emotional intelligence isn't just about controlling your own feelings. It's also about understanding the motivations behind others' actions. Think of it like this. Why is your coworker snapping at everyone? Maybe they're stressed about a deadline. This kind of empathy can help you navigate tricky social situations and build stronger relationships. Empathy, the ability to truly connect with another person's feelings, even if you haven't experienced them yourself. It's like stepping into their shoes for a moment and seeing the world through their eyes. And finally, social skills. This is where it all comes together. Using your emotional intelligence to communicate effectively, build rapport, resolve conflicts, and navigate social situations with grace. Imagine walking into a room feeling confident and at ease, knowing how to read the emotions of those around you and connect authentically. That's the power of emotional intelligence. Okay, let's bring this all down to earth with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, and your boss just dropped a bombshell project on you, one that feels way outside your comfort zone. How do you react? Do you panic, lash out, or crumble under the pressure? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings of stress and overwhelm, and then approach your boss with a solution-oriented mindset? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. By recognizing those initial feelings, managing them constructively, and then using empathy to understand your boss's perspective, you can turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and learning. So, remember folks, navigating difficult emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about understanding them, managing them effectively, and using them as fuel for personal and professional growth. This episode is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to emotional intelligence. Think of this as your starting point, a jumping-off place to explore this powerful tool further. Start by practicing self-awareness, experiment with different coping mechanisms, and remember, everyone feels emotions. It's how we navigate them that truly matters. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What are your biggest takeaways? What strategies do you use to manage difficult emotions? Let me know in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And as always, thanks for joining me on the Dopamine Declutter, where we strive for a less chaotic and more fulfilling life together. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.